Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday.
Hump day.
Final hour for us. Thanks for being with us. We'll get to what's trending in just a minute. Dave Archer going to stop by, as he does on Wednesdays at 1:20, to talk some Falcons. Falcons back at it this weekend.
Yeah, man.
After the bye week, they got the Dolphins. Looking to get to 500. They should be able to get to 500.
Damn, I ain't going to let that go.
What?
No,
what?
I ain't letting this go.
What?
All right. This picture y'all just sent me. Andy.
What?
That you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not
gonna say you should be ashamed of yourself, because you like what you like. But them things is ragged as hell, man. Them headphones, they look worse.
They are worse.
Is that the same original red tape that you had on there like 2 years ago? Please tell me it's not. Please tell me it's not the same red tape, Andy.
There's a few new pieces, but the base of it is the original red tape.
Good Lord.
Should I tweet that picture out so people can know exactly what we're talking about? Wendy's gonna tweet it out.
I mean, dog.
Now, I don't want to hear about all the gray that's in my beard either. I know everybody's like, looks so gray.
Man,
I know.
Ain't nothing wrong with gray. That's seasoning, man.
Exactly. That's
nothing to season. That's Lowry.
Exactly right.
Yeah, man. I don't mean to talk about that gray. I like gray. My felt. Oh, you got gray in your beard. So? That mean?
Yeah, it means I'm old. It means I've seen a little bit. Not old. I'm older.
Hey, want to live long to have some grays.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so keep that to yourself when she tweets.
You know what keeps your beard on gray? Tight pants. Only loose fitting pants get you these grays, boy. All right. Well, you got to put on, when you put your pants on like you're putting on Spanx.
You got to lay on the bed.
Yeah, you got to lay on the bed and suck in.
Pull hard one leg at a time.
Yeah, pimping.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
That's why I got these grays.
The other thing I won't do, and I'm not passing judgment on people that do it, whatever. Everybody's different. I don't know your situation.
Yes.
I don't understand the dyeing of your hair. Like, what's the point? Who cares?
You're the older. Dyeing like blue and stuff like that?
No. Like, dye your hair blue, that's fine. I'm supportive of that. Like, just for menning. Like, who cares?
I'm
like,
looking for Just For Men for that sponsorship, dog.
Oh, you are?
No, not really.
Oh,
but,
I was going to say.
They will. Cause, I mean, the thing about it is, Andy, it's, you know, it's wisdom.
Yeah.
It could be stress.
It's earned.
It could be hereditary.
It's earned.
You know, it could be all those different things, man. You know, I like the salt and pepper, man. I can't come up with that.
I thought you had something.
Yeah, I almost had something.
You had the giggle.
You know what I mean? Like, I got the salt and pepper look.
You were about to say something gross, I thought.
Hey, I got to walk into the jazz club and won't get carded look.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I go to Publix. Do I get carded at Publix? Nope. I bet you do.
Not anymore. I used to. If I shave, I do, but not right now. There's a lot of gray in the beard, and I'm proud of it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that gray. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right, we'll get to an AMA at the end of the hour, 1:40. Any question, any topic, feel free to start sending them in. Text them or tweet us. We'll get the phone lines open as well. Again, Dave Archer going to join us in 20 minutes to talk some Falcons. Let's kick the hour off by telling you what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I was trying to throw a fastball up and away. I actually threw it better than I thought I threw it. Ooh. Out of my hand, I was like, it's a ball. It's too high. And no, it wasn't too high. It was, you know, good player. Put a good swing on it and pretty remarkable.
Can we not ever play that clip again, dog?
Oof.
because this is what I'm talking about. That's why I don't like that. That's why.
That was Luke Jackson.
Yeah, that's why I don't like people like him. I don't like him, and I don't like people like him because of that crap right there, what he just said.
Go on, why?
You know what I mean? First of all, no, you messed up, and just say I messed up, my bad. But don't be trying to explain nobody. I thought it was a damn ball. Shut up. Why y'all play that clip?
I think here's why.
Nobody want to hear that crap. I saw the tweet. Oh, I have so much respect for him. Now get the hell out of here. I have respect for him because he admitted I'll throw it again.
Oh, he didn't.
Why would you throw it again?
He didn't admit anything.
No, he said,
doubled down on it.
Yes, why?
Yeah.
Because you're the one that messed up and blew the game, homie.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't come at me with that crap. Say, no, I wish I would have did this. Nah, I'm glad I threw it that way. What the hell? Man, I'm so done with that. Why did y'all play that clip, man?
Might partially be because of what happened after we played the clip. Brian looks a little satisfied on the other side of the glass.
I know he ought to pump in his fist.
I don't know about that, but yeah, he's not upset about the strong reaction that you had.
I just ragging his hell. People are, I just saw this all morning. Oh, I respect his candor. Man, go to hell with your candor. You and Can could go kick rocks.
Well, here's...
Go in Candy.
Here's...
Oh, that just irritated me.
All right. Here's the part of it, though, that I think is important and I think is interesting about tonight. If Luke Jackson is back out there or tomorrow or whenever the next time is that he's out there, is he feels like he made a good pitch. Now, obviously, it did not end up well. He hit it 400 feet over the fence that blew the game, and that's the way that it went. That's what matters most. The end result in the playoffs is what matters most, but the process matters too. And if Luke Jackson feels confident, and that's what's most important with him now, he needs to still have his, because he's going to pitch again. Mm-hmm. If Luke Jackson is completely shell-shocked and rattled from what happened last night, then he shouldn't pitch again.
Hey, I agree with that, Andy, but you know
but
what?
But if he's not, he's good.
He said it was a good pitch. And you know what I thought was good the other day? I made some cauliflower rice, and I thought it was good, and ended up throwing it all away. You know why? Because it was garbage. You know why it was garbage? Because it was my fault to think that it was going to be good. All right? Nobody wants to hear that crap, man.
That fastball was the cauliflower rice of fastballs.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to be all fat and make some cauliflower rice for her, because I ain't eating it. You know, because she like to, you don't want to eat no car. No. Let me tell you something, man. It was a raggedy pitch, and he hit it. Don't get me that. And that's my first time ever hearing his voice. So his voice matches face.
That's the first time we've ever played Luke Jackson's voice on our show.
Why would we ever have to hear his voice?
Like
and I ain't got
to
hear it no more. That was...
Yeah.
These damn seven-some apologists. Randy, be nice. Randy, you need to apologize. But he's going to do well tonight, Andy, when he gets his opportunity.
Well, I hope he does.
He is.
I hope he does. Here's the main thing that I hope he does differently. Because... He did throw that pitch the very previous pitch, and he blew it by Cody Bellinger because he had set him up with a couple sliders. Mm-hmm. He was changing locations. He was changing speeds. Mm-hmm. That's how you beat good hitters like Cody Bellinger or Mookie Betts. I don't know. You don't beat Mookie Betts. It's impossible. You can change speeds and locations. Tyler Matzek, go back in game two. You're probably not going to do this, so I'll detail it. Tyler Matzek threw a 10-pitch at-bat to Mookie Betts where he didn't throw a bad pitch and walked him. Because Mookie Betts does not swing at bad pitches. If he swings at a strike and doesn't hit it, he's going to foul it off and make you work. Like, it's crazy to have to work that hard to try to get a guy out. Cody Bellinger is hitting the ball really well right now, too. He set him up for the exact pitch that you want Luke Jackson to be throwing, which is a slider. That's his out pitch. His fastball has been better this year, for sure. That's why... The fact that Luke Jackson can locate his fastball
is why
Luke Jackson has been so much better this year.
But you know what he located? Where he located it, Andy?
He located it too close to where he located the previous pitch.
Exactly.
And that's why the only way Cody Bellinger hits that home run last night is if he swung and missed at a 96-mile-an-hour fastball the previous pitch. You know, okay, I swung at this point. I was late. I didn't get to it. He was sitting fastball. It's the only way that a guy hits that ball out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
If you throw him a slider there, and again, I'm not a professional pitcher. I'm just a guy that watches a lot of baseball. If he throws him a slider there, he's 5 feet in front of it and he's out. And there's two outs in that inning, and who the hell knows what happens. Instead, he throws almost the exact same pitch twice in a row. I know it was higher. I know it's hard to hit pitches that are that high. But he was sitting all over it.
And he got it. All right, what time is it? 106.
Yep.
Fine. Done. Moving along.
Over.
It's all about us. In 7 hours, we about to get putting foots up in the Dodgers.
You want to hear about something good that happened last night?
That irritated the hell out of me.
I know it did. Let's hear Brian Snicker talking about something good.
No, I mean, I just knew that he's the type of player that can do that. I mean, he had a rough couple days. And I said, I think everybody forgot that, you know, three games ago, he's the reason we're here right now. So guys go through that. It's just magnified this time of year, I think, or this time of year and beginning of the year. It gets magnified also. If you do this in July or something, nobody even pays any attention to it. And Freddie's a caliber player that he's going to bounce back and had a, you know, it's really good swings today.
I don't think anybody forgot what Freddie did in Game 4 against the Brewers.
He's a top five player in baseball.
I think what made it so confusing was what he did in Game 4 against the Brewers. Like, biggest home run of his career, and then he looked like he didn't know what he was doing at the plate for two games. Last night he was great. Three hits. Went the other way on all of them. I heard Fricky say this morning, I thought it was a good call. I thought it myself last night, too. Kind of had a Tony Gwynn type approach at the plate last night. Just take it where they're throwing it. I'm going to serve it to left field if that's where you're going to throw me the ball. He also had a walk. He was on base 4 out of 5 times last night. That's vital from Freddie Freeman. Now, maybe some of the ability to pull it, power, whatever comes along with it, but the fact that he was able to get his eye and his timing back last night was really big.
That was the thing. Come around, Freddie. We just know as long as Freddie's not injured, because we saw what a playoff series with an injured Freddie Freeman can be like. Yep. It's not good. He's going to come around. He's going to hit. He's going to do all these different things because he's a top five player in baseball. So we knew that eventually was going to come, and you saw it come last night. Now it comes back to the power part about it. I like that the Tony Gwynn part, because we know Tony. Tony was all about just getting the bat on the ball. Mm-hmm. Get the bat on the ball, and wherever it goes, where it goes. I wonder if he might leave the league all-time in singles, because Tony would just put that bat out there.
Tony?
Yeah, Tony Gwynn.
I think Ichiro does.
Ichiro does, okay. But Ichiro was like that.
He was. Same thing.
Ichiro was like that.
Same thing.
Yeah, I think the same. Here you go. Yeah,
serve it the other way and beat it out in the infield.
But the thing about it is we don't need Freddie to go back to old Freddie. The game one, game two Freddie. I see him building on this.
I do,
but
too.
The thing about it is as he's building on Andy, all the other guys got to go around and do it.
Yeah.
You're right. Travis d'Arnaud, we need you on both sides, Pippen. Mm-hmm. We need you to start throwing our folks. At least challenging, making it look like, hell, we might have to do a review. He ain't even been close, Andy.
Yeah, there hasn't even been a review at second base.
Like, he ain't
even
been close.
They asked that question on the morning show, too. I thought it was interesting. There was a lot of different answers.
Him.
He's the guy?
Yep.
The one individual that needs to step up tonight for you is Travis d'Arnaud?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer. I don't know that I have another one besides that. Ozzie Albies, I guess, could pop one, I guess. But no, it's Travis d'Arnaud. He's been lost at the plate, and they're running wild on him. He can't throw anybody out. He's been doing a good job calling pitches and blocking balls in the dirt and all that kind of stuff. But that only gets you so far. That was somebody out of second base. All right. Like we said, we'll talk to Dave Archer coming up in about 10 minutes about the Falcons. Here's Kirby Smart talking about the progress that JT Daniels is making.
JT has been able to – his pitch count kind of increased. He got up to maybe 65, 70 throws yesterday with Ron, pain-free, increasing distance, getting out further and further. I think he hit around 40 or 45 yards. Hopefully I'll know more today, because we didn't really practice yesterday. We threw him. He got to throw, but we didn't practice. We did a walkthrough, cleanup kind of deal, and we'll know more today. He's hopefully going to get some quality reps and see what kind of velocity he's got.
Can I ask you something about that quote? Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe you don't know. What's normal? Like 65 to 70 pain-free throws?
I was just thinking about that. Like,
that seems like a lot.
How many did Andy? I was just thinking that, like, he threw 65, 70 throws in practice. Damn, they be practicing long.
Sure.
And everything is a pass play.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. But he said they didn't do a normal practice. Right. It was just sort of a cleanup day, whatever. But, like, if he's throwing it 70 times, and I guess he said he's up to 45 yards down the field. Right. I had heard that it was only 30 leading into the Kentucky game, and he wasn't able to. I mean, it sounds like he's close. 70 throws that far?
That's a lot.
No pain?
But
that's a lot.
There's nothing funnier that, because you most of the time, it's not one of your teammates out there that are going through you with these rehab throws. It's usually one of the assistant trainers and stuff. And it's nothing funnier than watching him try to catch a damn football. Oh, Andy, man, it's so funny. Watching the quarterback throw it. Because the thing about it, because they're such, you know, just, you know, butthole. They throw it so hard.
Oh, the quarterbacks?
Yes.
Just to make you look bad?
Oh, they throw it so hard. It is just the fun. There's nothing better.
They're giving you the triple treatment out there?
There's nothing better in it than them throwing the ball and hitting Jimmy the trainer in the face with the ball. Greatest thing in the world.
Do they throw it back hard to try to send a point?
Oh, no.
But the quarterback probably didn't even catch it, right? It has somebody catching it for him?
They don't even have the strings. They throw it from the bottom and toss it underhand.
They don't even line their hands up on it?
Yeah.
You know, I never understood. How come on the sideline somebody has to catch the ball for the quarterback?
I never understood that.
Did you ever do that role when you were
of
in
course.
The league?
But see, the thing about it, that role, there's two different roles where you got to be real, real cool, all right? That role right there, because you know you're going to be on TV, right?
Right.
So you got to make sure you look it all the way in and tuck it in real
smooth. Oh, yeah,
smooth.
You make it look cool.
Oh, you
got to
make it
that?
Look real smooth, give him a nice toss. And my boy Corey Allen, my man Corey Allen, played wide receiver at Georgia, number 8-0. He taught me this. He's like, whenever you get a coach call you from the booth, right, you always make sure you turn your full body so they can see your whole numbers to the crowd with the phone. All right?
Because they're going to show you on the sideline talking on the phone.
Yeah, they're going to show you on the phone, but yet at the same time, everybody in the stand think you're important.
That's a great point.
I was like, really?
The tricks of the trade.
Yeah, dude, I'm 18-year-old kid. T.A. was like, because I had got the call. They were like, Randy, you going in? And Corey's like, no. See, come here, you're, let me tell you. Right here. You put your foot on the bench, and then you hold the phone up there like this real cool and look up there. Because you got to look in the stands while you're talking. Yeah. And make sure you shake your head a lot. Yeah.
And then every time after that, that's what you did.
Yes. Right? That's what I did.
That's just good, solid advice.
Yeah.
Dave Archer is going to join us coming up next. I don't know if he caught his own passes when he was warming up on the sideline. We can ask him.
Dave's old school.
Yeah, Dave's old school. He caught his own passes. We'll talk some Falcons with Arch coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Wednesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, feel free to get them in. You can text them or tweet them. We'll answer them 20 minutes from now. Phone lines will be open at 1:40 as well at 404-741-0929. Joining us right now, though, as he does at 1:20 on Wednesday, is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw, is Dave Archer. How are you, Arch?
What up, Dave?
I'm doing good, guys. Good to be with you. You know, I've got to thinking we're going to have to probably put that Boston thing on hiatus if the Bravos and the Red Sox make it to the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to keep that in mind. Let's put that on the shelf.
All right, so, Dave, I got a question for you real quick, all right? Because, you know, everybody knows, if you don't know, Dave was a quarterback over at Iowa State before he was here in Atlanta. Y'all getting seven now. Against the number 8 team in the country, Dave. Now, do I need to call him a bookie, Dave?
And we're seven. They got us a 7-point favorite. I was a little surprised about that. Well, it just shows you Oklahoma State's not getting any love. They're not getting the respect. So that will motivate them a little bit. I'm sure that's something Mike Gundy has mentioned to them a little bit. So I think it'll be a fourth quarter game. I would not give the 7.
Okay.
I would not give the 7. So I think it's gonna be a close football game.
All right. So I'm gonna tell. I'll tell Rocco no. Okay. No problem.
Cancel that one with Rocco. Back at it this weekend, Arch. Obviously, everybody excited to see the Falcons get back out there against the Dolphins. I want to ask you about a couple pre-bye week things with the team, though. What did you see the offense improve upon most from week 1 to week 5?
Well, I think that understanding themselves, I think, Andy, is probably the biggest thing. And I think that that was part of the what we didn't know was going to have to happen. Maybe we took for granted that, you know, you have spring and you have your OTAs and you have your training camp that you kind of figure out who you are. And then that transmits to the games. And that's not true. You're kind of growing and knowing personnel groups, what groups work well together. Ryan understanding the offense and kind of understanding what Arthur's trying to do from a play-to-play call standpoint, because there's a structure to what you're trying to do. Yes, you'd like to score on every play, but there's also a structure as to what you're doing in three downs to get a first down. What's our plan there? And so I think understanding one another is probably the biggest growth I've seen, and I think we're starting to see it take shape and the problems they can cause with these different personnel groups they have.
Dave, I heard you. I think you were on with John and Hugh earlier this week, and you said that you were talking about Kyle Pitts. You said it's like absorbing like information through like a fire hose and everything like that. How do you go about still trying to make him or give him the progression in this offense without actually hindering what this offense could actually be?
Well, I mean, that's really the $64,000 question, right? How much do you continue to give him? I think that to me, it looked like Randy. You played the position. You played multiple spots on the field. It looked like to me a week ago Sunday was the first time he was able to be a football player. I thought that for the first 4 weeks of the season, he's saying, okay, am I lined up in the right spot? Is this right? Am I supposed to be a little bit wider when I'm out wide? Am I, you know, when I come back in, how tight do I get to the line of scrimmage to release off the ball? I thought he was trying to feel his way through all of that stuff. And I just thought that the game against the Jets, he just kind of looked free. He knew what to where to line up. There was no thought process, no anxiety, no energy wasted on am I right place? Am I at the right depth? He just played. And I think that that's kind of a glimpse of what you're going to get moving forward. There'll be blips along the radar for him. But for the most part, I thought we got the football player you thought you were getting in the draft.
Well, he's leading the team in receiving through 5 games. And, I mean, I know that's
– yards.
Yeah, receiving yards. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's not nothing. Or maybe is that due to other factors?
No, it's due to – he went out and got 119 yards last weekend against the Jets. That's what it's due to. So, he had a big performance. I mean, you know, Cal didn't play last weekend, so – that's part of why Calvin's numbers or his yard number might be a little bit lower. I think Calvin still leaves the team by about, 4 or 5 receptions. So I expect him to be back on the field. Gage will be back on the field. I mean, I think when you had the weapons you had on the field, it might have dictated that Kyle see the ball a little bit more. Now with not saying that you want to take away from Kyle, but with Russ back and with Calvin potentially back, now all of a sudden that dispersal of the ball might be a little bit different. You might not be loading him up. It might be Calvin. It might be Russell has a big day. You know, it could be Cordero has a big day. So I think you like that problem. It's a great problem to have that you got a lot of guys to get the ball to.
Dave, what are some of the things you're looking forward to as far as this weekend going down to Miami, I'm sorry, and you can say, okay, they worked on that during the bye week?
Yeah, I think there's just a continuation of progressing as a unit where you can make plays. They're explosives. We talked about it here on you guys' show. I think going into the Jet game, they only had 26 plays of 15 yards or more through the first 4 games of the season. They had 11 in this game alone against the Jets. Those explosive plays, as you know, Randy, changes the complex of a drive. I mean, if I can get a 15 or 20-yard play and then maybe another one, all of a sudden I look up and the goal line's right in front of me, and I haven't had to use 10 or 12 plays to get there. And you know, we've seen these little penalties bite you, whether it's a holding penalty here, an illegal procedure there, and it kills a drive. Those are those things that enhance a drive or put you in the end zone where you don't have to put those things together. So I'm looking for more explosive plays as they continue to grow together. Ryan, being able to distribute the ball to guys on time, getting them the football on the move. Those are the kind of things I'm looking for from the offensive side of the football. Defensively, I think that they've, you know, Dean Pease has really been handed a house of cards. You know, when you look at it, he's had a lot of injuries in the secondary. It was a young secondary anyway. But he's done a pretty good job of having guys, and they're filtering things to the middle where Foye and Deion Jones can make plays. And I think that's kind of where they're best suited. Let those safeties and those two linebackers make plays to the inside. And then and get that occasional pressure on the quarterback, and you like what you look, what you see.
Dave Archer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy talking some Falcons as the Falcons get back after the bye this weekend against the Dolphins. Don't know, at least we don't know, if Caleb McGarry is going to be available Sunday. I don't know if you have any new information on that. But if he can't go, what are the options that the Falcons have on the offensive line?
Well, it looks like it's either Jason Spriggs, who I think is a six-year guy at Indiana, and then you've also got Colby Gossett, a guy they picked up right at the end of training camp that came in and was signed to add some depth along their offensive line. They will not be moving, and I've been told this vehemently today, they will not be moving Jalen Mayfield back to right tackle. He will stay at left guard, so it does not mean that Josh Andrews will step in at left guard, and all of a sudden Mayfield's back out at right tackle. They're going to go with either Spriggs or Colby Gossett. Both were taking snaps just a few minutes ago with the first unit. I think that's something they'll play out and see which one kind of blends into that spot the best. Not ideal. You know, it's not an ideal situation. Obviously, you'd like to have Caleb. And there's an outside chance that McGarry is available. But, you know, he's on that COVID-19 list, and so he's got to have a series of negative tests that would put him in position. And I'm not sure that not being able to practice is the best suited for him, you know, plugging him in on a Saturday and saying, okay, yeah, he's going to start for us.
When you look at some of these young players, Dave, and you saw Richie Grant, Jalen Hawkins, all these guys, they got, you know, substantial playing time the last week, last time they were playing against the Jets. Do you think it's to a point where right now we just let these young guys go out there? Do you continue to go with the vets and work these young guys in?
No, I think you got to continue to let them play. I mean, you got one interception, Randy, on the season, and that was Jalen Mayfield at that interception. So, you've got to get some takeaways. And we know if we go back in the near history or near past of these two young safeties and Hawkins and the two players, they took the football away, you know, and that's what you want, is you want the ball taken away. So I think you got to continue to play them. They'll continue to be core special teams players as well, and that's an area that Atlanta's got to fix. I mean, as far as kickoff return, other teams' kickoff return, we cannot allow – return, so that's something that hopefully Marquise Williams gets fixed. But no, I think you got to continue to play him.
Hey, Arch, I want to ask you one more thing about the offensive line and keeping Mayfield at left guard, because I'm glad that you had that info exactly what they're going to do, because I think, you know, the natural thought that people had was, okay, you put Andrews there now that he's back, he was going to start the season anyway, you move Mayfield out. Do you see that as more of a, you know, they kind of like the direction Mayfield is headed in to make sure that you keep him there and you don't move him around this weekend?
Yeah, I think that they do like his progress. Now, he's still a work in progress, but I do think that, and I think that Randy hit it on the head back in training camp, that they wanted him. That's why they drafted him. They wanted him to be the left guard, and through injury, it had to happen. And now he's kind of grown into, he's a big body dude that has a low center gravity. He's fit to play left guard or right guard or wherever you want to, but interior, he's got the body to do it. It's just a matter of him, you know, learning all the little nuances that he's going to get introduced to. And this is not an easy defensive front again. I mean, Randy will tell you, every week is another challenge. I mean, Christian Wilkins coming this next week. There's some guys that can play on the defensive front on every team, so you don't get any breaks. But I like the progress he's making, no question, Andy.
Dave, I got a real quick college football question for you. And we know that all these openings are coming around. It looks like Florida State's going to stay with Norvell, but Miami moving on from Diaz. You got Orgeron out of LSU, the USC job. What's the most attractive job to you of those three?
Wow, that's a good one. Obviously, it's from a recruiting base, and you got three of the best places to play in college football, right? USC, LSU, and Miami. I would say that from a competitive, early, complete competitive right-away standpoint, it would probably be at USC or at Miami, because I think the two conferences are not quite as strong, obviously, as the SEC, and trying to step into that conference in that division would be tough at LSU. So I would probably take it. I'd probably take the USC job. I mean, that would be a good one. You got a recruiting base out there. People want them to be good, and well, you got a bevy of players in California.
You confident in the Braves tonight, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to stay with him. I was there. I was watching with you guys. Mm-hmm. And my God, he's 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Who'd have thought he'd caught up with that? You know, and he did. So give Bellinger credit. Mm-hmm. But, no, the Braves just kind of seem to be a little bit resilient this year. You know, water off the duck's back, go back out and play. This is going to be a big one tonight, though, no question about it.
Dave.
I hate that Snicker said it was going to be a bullpen game. Why did he have to tell anybody? Why do you tell anyone?
Yeah, that's a great point.
You know, we're going to – you know, tell them we're starting Charlie Liebrand or something like that. I mean, don't tell them what we're doing.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's very un-football. You know, in football, they'll lie about who the starter is until kickoff. Snit told him 3 days ago he's going bullpen game on Wednesday. That was a very un-football decision.
Dave, we got to pay some bills. Did you just say water off a duck's back?
Water off his duck's back. Yeah, you haven't heard that one?
Never in my life.
Come on, man.
We try to avoid duck references on this show, Dave.
Yes, Andy's duck. Okay. Andy's duck. No.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it, as always.
Appreciate the husky. Who'd have thought he eats duck?
Appreciate the arts.
We don't need to talk about the Huskies. Dave Archer there, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network analyst. Follow him on Twitter at ArcherQB16. Oh, what?
I got to figure out how to use duck. Water off a duck's back in every sentence I use from now on.
Like every sentence? That might hinder your whole life if you're trying to pull that off. But maybe you could work it in there.
Ducks off water. Man, maybe. I need to go clean up outside. It's ducks off water.
Yeah, you got it. You nailed it.
Yeah.
First try. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, you can text us or tweet us. The phone lines are open as well at 404-741-0929. So call us up and ask us a question. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Water off duck's back.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up.
Andy.
Every single day.
I forgot Barco was out tonight.
Oh, yeah, he got a red card.
As soon as Mike just said that enough, I was like, he is out tonight.
And they tried to appeal it, and the opposite happened. They fined him. Instead of appealing the red card and rescinding it, they fined him for taking too long to get off the field.
Unbelievable.
So that didn't work out the way Barco wanted it to. Yeah, that sucks. But hopefully Joseph could start. Hopefully they can win. That'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7 o'clock. Kickoff at 7:30. What?
Brian.
Did he say something about Barco's face? Yeah.
I can't believe I put that in the atmosphere, but I know I ain't the only one that ever thought. The other guy's the only one that said it.
Well, it's funny yesterday because Jason was talking about him not actually headbutting the guy, and I was like, thank God. If Ezekiel Barco headbutted a guy, he might go to jail for murder.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that face?
Rawr.
Good Lord.
Yeah, rawr,
it'd be more of a face butt than a headbutt. You don't want any part of that. All right, let's start on the phones. Full phone lines. AJ is in Atlanta. What's up, AJ?
What up, man? Hey, guys, how you doing?
Great.
All right.
To your point about the Braves, man, I'm fully confident that we're going to get the W, man. It took them, their best player, to hit a bad pitch out the park. 10 pitches, he couldn't do that again.
You might be right, AJ.
Hell yeah.
Confident. You might be right. AJ, say that. Keep that confidence, all right? All right, and then when you call in tomorrow at 140, we're going to celebrate because the Braves are winning tonight.
Perfect. Have a question tomorrow too, AJ, if you don't mind. I appreciate you calling, but AMA. Skip is in Decatur. What's up, Skip?
Andy and Randy, what's that?
What's up, Skip?
Hey, man, right quick, AMA. Oh, Wendy, how you doing, Wendy?
What's going on?
Okay, I'm an AMA. Okay, seeing what the four guys we got after the trade deadline, see what they've done so far, the impact they have.
Yeah.
Do you think it's reasonable to go ahead and sign these guys back to some kind of contract and go ahead and use Drew Waters and a couple of prospects and get a frontline pitcher or a frontline reliever?
Fun question.
That's
Skip.
A great
Thank
question,
you.
Skip. I think Andy, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I think the couple of them are still under contract for 1 year. It's going to be hard to sign Solaire. Mm-hmm. And Drew Waters, and they love Drew Waters. There's certain prospects that they're still going to hoard to me, and it seems like Drew Waters is one of those guys.
Yeah, one thing that they still have, and this is not a criticism, it's just an observation. One thing that Alex Anthopoulos has yet to do is trade one of those top
prospects. The front line, yeah.
Bryce Wilson is probably the toppest, endest prospect that they've traded, and it was worth it. Richard Rodriguez has kind of fallen off the face of the earth since coming here and doing well, but it worked out for a little bit. I mean, you're going to have Duvall back. Like, that's the way that his contract works. You're going to have him back.
Duvall.
You have an option to bring back Jock Peterson for $10 million.
Which they will.
I think I could see that. And then I don't know what Eddie Rosario's contract situation is. I should look into that. I think Solaire probably signed a pretty impressive contract somewhere else.
Right.
Like, you got to remember, Ronald Acuña is going to come back.
Yeah.
You got a guy who's better than all those guys who is coming back. But it's a good situation. KD is in the truck. What's up, KD?
No, motherfuckers, how you guys doing, man?
All right.
Excellent.
I got two things. I got a question and I got a statement. My first question is, I want everybody on the show to answer. Andy's behind the plate. Randy's on first base. Does he make it to second safely?
Go ahead.
I got a statement. My statement going to be is, Randy used to come to a pool hall I used to work at. And I used to always ask you about Matt Ryan. But anyway, I remember we talked about Tebow and Matt Stafford one day. Wendy, Randy told me he would take Tebow over Matt Stafford that day. Y'all have a good one.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
That can't be true.
That ain't true. All right. Because I'm trying to think.
In what situation?
If I was in a pool hall, that was back when Stafford and Tebow were in college.
They had to be
in college.
Okay, well, in that case.
Yeah, I took two.
Maybe you would.
Yeah, that was back in college. And as far as, no, Andy's going to get me the second.
No, I'm catching.
Oh, you're
on first base. I'm trying to throw you out attempting to steal.
Second.
Yeah, so Brian's pitching.
Okay.
Wendy's at bat.
Oh, I'm picking you off.
Oh, come on, man.
So
Brian's picking you off, first of all.
Well, I'm going to do one of those slow swings, too. That way I just throw
you
off.
Get in my way. That's good strategy.
Oh, man, I'm Willie Mays Hayes. I'm Willie Mays Hayes,
got
baby.
Got your back, Randy.
I'm Willie Mays Hayes. Hayes off to a big lead.
I've got your back, Randy.
I know you do.
I'm that catcher for the Giants in spring training, though, when Willie Mays came up 4 feet short and flipped off the shortstop.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what's happening there. That would be a lot of fun to try. When's the last time you threw a baseball that far? I mean, it's not that far, but from home plate to second base is what, 120 feet, like that?
You don't really, you don't realize how far those bases are until you actually get out
there.
From
home plate to second is far, and to throw it hard like that? Now, that's not too excuse. Travis Darno, throw somebody out, okay?
Yes.
That's your job. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what my pop, what's it called? Pop time?
Yeah, pop time.
I don't know what my pop time is.
It's not around that 2 second mark? Can't get it under two?
I'm no Shea Langoliers with my pop time in that sense. Jack is in Tucker. Hey, Jack.
If you could give any U.S. city a baseball team that currently doesn't have one, who would you give a team to?
Portland.
Austin, Texas.
Great answer, Wendy.
Folk Valley.
Georgia?
Yeah.
Nashville.
Two great answers from Wendy.
Yeah, I think Nashville will probably be the spot.
That'd be awesome. Could you imagine going to a baseball game and then go right down to Broadway?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome. Or vice versa.
Any other better ones, Brian?
No, those are all great. All mine aren't as good as that. I'd go Nashville. That would be my top choice.
Nashville's just such a great spot.
Yeah, it is. Nashville with a baseball team, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. All right, JD is in Decatur. What's up, JD?
Hey, it's JB, but you're good. Quick question. So I played against Joe Flacco when he was in college at the University of Delaware. So, you know, when the specialists kind of come out before and warm up, I literally saw this guy put his knee on the goal line and throw it to the 50 from one knee.
Whew.
Randy, who have you seen with the strongest arm?
Oh, man.
Fun question.
Strongest arm. I mean, that I actually play with. I'll tell you what, as much as he annoyed the hell, I mean, A.J. Thielen can spin that ball, man. He really could. No touch, no nothing. You're going to break a finger like most of us did because he just has no touch. You're going to throw it all away. And Dante Culpepper. Dante Culpepper could spin it.
Well, that was like, you hear like what JB was talking about there with the on your knee throwing it at 50 yards or whatever. There was those wives' tales about Culpepper could get on his knee and throw it 75 yards through the goalpost.
Oh, no. Pep could throw the ball.
That's fun.
Pep could throw the ball.
You ever see anybody do anything silly like that, like arm strength show-off stuff?
Oh, no doubt about it. I'll tell you, one of the funniest things was Brett Favre. We played at Green Bay in the throwing competition, and Brett would literally stand on the goal line and throw it to the other end zone.
Got it.
And it would be a tight spiral the whole way. A whole way.
Pretty good. All right, let's get to Wendy and a social media question. Wendy?
Well, we'll just go with this one. I don't know why he wants the information, but at Heavy Nature on Twitter wants to know what everyone's T-shirt sizes are.
Oh.
I'm a double. Be safe.
A double what?
Because I like double X. Because I like my, you know, because I like to wear XLs, Andy, you know, when I'm with my lady. Because she like how they fit.
Is that right?
Yeah, man. She like how it fit.
That's great, man.
That's what she told me.
I'm a large. I don't know how my wife feels about that.
I wear big size.
You're Brian the big one.
Big size. Okay.
And get Wendy the little one, and then we're good.
I'll take the little one, and we're just fine.
Okay, those are our shirt sizes. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap the show up. We start with Wendy.
My takeaway of the day, the more tricks, the better when drinking.
Really?
That's what I learned from you, Randy. Funny.
You know what I was talking about. I'm talking about the bartender.
I really didn't know what you were talking about.
How did you not know I was talking about when I was talking about bartenders opening bottles and doing the tricks with the bottles?
Because he didn't say bartender tricks.
I did say bartender.
The second time you did. The first time you just said tricks.
Whatever. I cannot read my writing, but it sounds like Wendy is sweaty and swervy.
Perfect.
Okay.
Same as sweary.
Sweaty and sweary.
Oh, that is a W, Randy.
That's kind of what mine was, too. Wendy let everyone know she has a foul mouth.
I do have a foul mouth.
She does.
Watching sports, yes.
Yeah, I got the same two takeaways, plus Andy loves his headphones more than people.
So. Oh, my God. My headphones, man. We got to do something about that.
You know how good you sound in these headphones, Randy?
Hey, man. I believe that, but, bruh, come on, man. Nope. And you won't even take a Christmas present with some new headphones.
No, I don't want them. Save your money. I'm good. These headphones are great. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Let's go, Braves.
Let's go. Come on, Braves. Please.
Oh, please.
Watch out now.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.